I'm interested in what you might have talked to with Sheriff Wilmot about, because I know in the last couple of weeks he's been reinforcing his contention that the federal government's sort of being a bit lax in prosecuting illegal immigrants that smuggle drugs into the state. In fact, he had a big set of arrests just a couple of weeks ago. Was that a topic of discussion?
It was. We've been concerned about Operation Streamline has been effective in providing a deterrent to crossers here. That seems to have gone by the wayside, so we don't have prosecution for first-time crossers. That's led, I believe, to a spike in activity. But then also he's talking about some of these drug carriers and the fact that some of them are being prosecuted and some aren't. And so it falls to the county to take action. So that was a topic of discussion, and we're going to take that back.
Immigration reform, obviously something still that you're concerned about. We're in an election year. It seems like a lot of rhetoric this year. Maybe nothing will happen for a while. Is that a fair take?
That seems to be the case. As you know, I've been in favor of comprehensive reform that included, border security and temporary worker programs, the mechanism to deal with those who are here illegally now, interior enforcement. But if we can't do the whole package together, then we've got to move piecemeal. And so I've introduced legislation to try to fill the gaps on some of the temporary worker programs. We're working on commuter visas and anything that can help the community here because, we bear the brunt of the failure of the federal government to adequately deal with this issue.
It's a election year also tends to send people to their corners, and maybe more true in this election than ever. You were just on NPR this past week talking about sort of a dilemma for Republicans like you in terms of either supporting or having to try to support Donald Trump. Can you reiterate a little bit about what you were talking about? I'm wondering if maybe you're happy not to be running for re-election this season.
Well, let me tell you, I am happy not to be on the ballot this year. So much uncertainty in it. I'll be candid, Donald Trump was not my pick. And I'm concerned, and I don't want to support a candidate that takes some of the positions that he's taken. I hope that he reconsiders. I hope to be able to support a Republican nominee, but until he shifts course on some of these issues, like applying a religious test for people who want to enter the country, that's just antithetical to our Constitution and our values, or the notion that we ought to change our libel laws to make it easier for to go after journalists and the media who don't agree with us. That's simply wrong.
Well, I'm wondering, too, when you come down to a border region again, do you look south and imagine a giant wall there?
No. Build a wall, make the Mexican government pay for it. That just kind of falls in the category of silly, and we'll see. I frankly, he said that so much, I don't expect him to back away, but I think it'll be more of a laugh line as he goes along, not a serious policy proposal.
Well, Senator Flake, I appreciate you taking a few minutes with us.
You bet. Thanks for having me on.